You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
This is Tea Break Archaeology, where we explore the ancient origins of everyday objects. Hello, and welcome to episode 43 of Tea Break Archaeology. And this episode and next episode, we're going to be doing something a little bit different, as it is December and everyone's very busy. And to be perfectly honest, I don't have as much time to record, and our wonderful editors and producers do not have as much time to do things as they'll be taking some Christmas holidays. We decided to run these special bonus episodes, which were recorded last year in November 2024 as part of the APN 10 celebrations. This was to celebrate 10 years of the APN. And in order to mark the occasion, we decided to hold a day of live events over on the APN Discord, where all of the shows did various different things and live recordings and events and interviews and all sorts of fun stuff. And for Team Break Time Travel, as it was called then, I had two wonderful guests on, Emma Jones and Raven Todd De Silva, and we held basically a massive game of 20 questions where we had to guess each other's objects. So especially for you, seeing as it's been over a year now since the live event, we've decided to release these as special December episodes for Tea Break Archaeology. So enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this live stream. Very exciting to see you all here. We're just waiting for one of my guests, Raven, for this one to get through the Discord security measures. We heightened our security measures because we were inundated with bots, which means that some of the guests are struggling a bit to join. But welcome everyone for coming. And while we wait for her to come, I thought I would say a little bit of a hello and introduce you to the event and what's going to happen today. So first of all, thank you everyone who is already here. Great to see you. First things first, I have to admit, I think I expected the two members that I see here to be here because you guys are the most active out of everyone. And yeah, happy birthday to the APN 10th anniversary. Very exciting. So today we have a list of lots of different shows. You'll be able to see the program in the announcements channel where I shared a little visual of the program. I will try to also share the program in the chat of the live stage at some point, either during just after my one's done so that everyone can see it there. If you have any questions during the live shows, probably best to put it in the chat channel for here, which you can see. Oh, hang on. Let me close it so that I can see where it is. Yes, the top right of my screen it is. Sometimes it might be in the bottom middle of the screen, depending on which kind of device you're on. And you can see the live chat there. So we already have some lovely messages in there from people. Chris, do you want me to invite you on to the stage just to say a few welcome words before I get started? No, okay, that's fine. Good. Yeah, you can say something at the beginning of your one later. But yes, I just thought I'd kill a bit of time while waiting for Raven. But good. No, that's fine. And there was something else that I wanted to say. Yes, for everyone who is already a member, thank you very much. For everyone who is not a member, you will only be able to watch recordings back of this if you are an actual APM member, just to pre-warn you. So the recordings that are being done today and the podcasts that are being done today will only be available afterwards for members to listen to. And we want to say thank you to all of our members who are listening in and joining us today so that we can, yeah, your support means the world to us and it means that we can continue doing what we do over here at the APN. So I'm going to bring in Emma already, if I can. Invite. There we go. No, that's inviting to the server. Oh, shoot. How do I forgot how to do this now, which I had just invited. Move to screen. Sorry, everyone. Just trying to remember how to do this. Emma, are you able to send a request at the bottom somewhere to join?
I will have a look.
Because I thought I could just right click on you and... Oh, there we go. Yes, I can. If I had to speak. There you are. Okay.
Brilliant. So, I can... Hopefully you can hear me.
Yes, let me just mute you on my side on the Discord so that I don't hear you double through our recording. So, hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good, good, thank you. So this is the wonderful Emma Jones. Hopefully you can hear both of us. Oh, good, thank you, Vitruvius, for confirming. You may recognize Emma as one of the faces behind Ancient Craft UK / Prehistoric Jewelry duo partnership that is based in the UK and does all kinds of amazing replicas and workshops and all sorts of things. For example, for the British Museum, you stocked a lot of different things. You've worked with David Attenborough, which I'm very jealous of, that you managed to work with David Attenborough on the mammoths? No, Neanderthals. I can't remember now which one it was.
Yeah, Attenborough and the Mammoth Graveyard.
Yeah.
You got it.
You go. So this is our first wonderful guest. And I see that our second lovely guest has just joined the server. So Raven can hear me on another channel that we're all involved. So don't worry, I'm not just speaking to the void. If you go to the left of the server, you should see a list of little channels. And there's one called Live Stage, which hopefully you can see.
I'm in Live Stage.
You're in Live Stage.
Ah, they're in it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So invite to speak. You should get a little notification. There you go.
How do I turn on my video?
At the bottom. And then you're going to have to right click on my profile and on Emma's, like on the videos, and click mute on the little menu that pops up. Otherwise, you'll hear us both done.
Sorted. Did I do it? Okay.
So. Well, if it sounds good to you, then that's good. That's all.
Congratulations, you passed the human test.
Well, hey,
oh my God.
We're all here.
I've never taken so many human tests in my life. I was questioning if I was actually human or not.
Great. So welcome everyone to the first of our events, our little splurge of live events today. For those who do not know me, my name is Dr. Matilda Siebrecht. I am the host of Tea Break Time Travel, one of the most popular and best shows on the Archaeology Podcast Network. And I can say that because I'm first, so no one can dispute it today. all
Bow
the
down.
Later shows will probably say the same thing, but yeah, we will see how that goes. Yes, Chris is already sending me little fire emojis, so it's fine. I'll expect to be burned later. But yeah, and joining me today is Emma Jones, who we have already introduced. And we also have Raven Todd da Silva, who otherwise known as Dig It With Raven. So I was very lucky today to get two amazingly popular, professional, well-known, wonderful archaeological professionals in different respects. So Raven is probably most well-known for her YouTube channel, Dig It With Raven, but also does a lot through social media and also has some other things which we will be talking about momentarily. So welcome both. And of course, even though this is a very special edition of Tea Break Time Travel, it is still Tea Break Time Travel. So I have to ask, what tea are you drinking today?
Oh,
bring a tea, Emma?
I was so going to make a tea. Who am I? Okay, I'm so sorry. Have a nice podcast.
Okay, the one thing.
It was lovely meeting you. See you later.
Well, I see the Raven has a cup.
So. I have a cup in my. It's very off season right now. It's the Hocus Pocus mug.
I mean, it's still. But. It hasn't snowed here yet, so.
That's good. It's weirdly snowed in London. I have a Yogi tea. I think it's the Christmas blend.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very.
It's really
nice.
Yeah,
very
that cozy.
Does sound good. Well, I'm quite proud of myself because I have it. First of all, I have. Oh, you can't see it because of the.
Even a branded mug.
A branded
Whoa.
Mug.
Amazing.
I'm proud of myself. If anyone wants a similar mug, it is available on the Archaeology Podcast Network Tea Public store. Do go and check it out. They have a sale on at the moment, I think, even. Also,
Black Friday.
Speaking of merch, have a, you know.
Repping the brand.
Nice.
I just, you know, if you want some merch, do go and check that out. And they do have quite regular sales, actually. So if in, you know, a couple of months, it's good, you know, Christmas ideas. Just saying, Tea Break Time Travel mug. But yes, I'm having a salted caramel.
I think it's the only way I'm going to redeem myself now, really, isn't it?
Right? Get a mug. Yeah. And photograph yourself in every single photo. Every photo of prehistoric jewelry that you share on social media and things will now have to have the Tea Break Time Travel mug.
I promise I drink tea.
That's fine. I know you drink tea. If anyone doubts Emma, you can listen into a previous episode of Tea Break Time Travel, and she does indeed have a very... I can't remember now which tea you drank, but it was... We went into detail about it. But yes, and I feel very proud of myself because I have my teapot on standby, and then I usually drink milk with robust tea and black tea, and I even got myself a milk jug and decided to fill it with milk so that I'd be fully prepped for today. So there you go. But so this is going to be a slightly different version of our usual tea break time travel. We're testing something out. It may fail completely, in which case we can just abandon ship and have a chat instead. But the idea was to do a kind of tea break 20 questions. So I have asked our two lovely guests to bring in a mystery object. And I say mystery object, it doesn't have to be like a particularly mysterious object to the world, but mystery to the rest of us. None of us know what the others have brought in. And we're going to be asking basically 20 questions in order to try and guess what those objects are. But before we talk about that, let's talk a little bit more about you ladies. So I also, something else that I should have mentioned, Emma, just randomly, I don't know if you like my earrings.
Very nice.
So indeed, perhaps you could tell a little bit about ancient craft, about prehistoric jewelry, about what it is that you guys actually do. I mean, the range is incredible, so let's not take the whole hour slot to talk about it, but maybe a very brief summary of what it is, your elevator pitch, shall we say, of prehistoric jewelry and ancient craft.
Have you got the time like
I'll put the timer on. Yes.
Timer on. Great. Yeah, so I run a company called Ancient Craft with my partner Dr. James Dilly. We specialize in prehistoric craft, so we make replica artifacts, we work with museums and heritage organizations to deliver living history events or media projects, and yeah, it kind of takes us all over the country in a year, and we get to work with lots of lovely people and see lots of lovely objects and make them. So
living the
was
dream.
That 30
basically.
Seconds.
that was even less. That was fantastic. Which,
Your elevator has arrived.
And something else that I have seen shared a lot on social media recently, and I was very excited about, because another episode of Tea Break Time Travel, I interviewed Chris. I want to say Chris Webster, but Chris Webster, our producer,
Wakefield.
Is right there, but it's not. It's Chris Wakefield, who is the kind of communications manager. Person for Cambridge Archaeological Unit, and he came on to talk about Must Farm, which is a very exciting site. Bronze Age, I want to say.
Late Bronze Age.
late Bronze Age site, which basically caught fire and fell into the river, which is a godsend for archaeologists because it means excellent preservation. So there's been all sorts of excavations going on, and you and James have been making a series recently.
We started our first kind of pilot series, looked at some of the metalworking assemblage and with some interviews with one of the project officers, Mark Knight, and the most recent series that's gone out is looking at the pottery assemblage. So Chris is joined by Graham Taylor, who some of you may know from Potted History, and between them they've kind of taken different pottery vessels and expanded on them, and it's been absolutely it's been wonderful to capture Graham's making and hear Chris's expertise kind of go into a bit more detail and sort of tell us what these pots could have meant and how they might have been made, and it's a privilege to have filmed.
It sounds amazing. Are you allowed to say, are there more Making Must Farm series planned in the future for different material types?
We have got a project in the works at the moment with Historic England, and that's probably all I can say at the moment. So
watch this space, and maybe there might be another podcast episode about it in the future if I can persuade Emma to come and talk to me again. Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Emma, for joining us today, and Raven, welcome as well. Thank you again. And it's funny, so I wanted to choose guests who have been on my podcast before because I thought that would be fun, and Emma was actually one of the earliest ones. I think your episode like 8 or so, I can't remember now which one it was. I should probably have checked before coming on. I can quickly check that, or someone, maybe Chris,
say 8 and I'll agree with you.
8.
I don't know.
If someone could check that in the background and share it, that'd be great. But Raven is actually one of my most recent guests. You came on in October, I believe, or September. Yes, October. I had to talk about the colossal Olmec heads, which was very exciting. So that was a very fun episode. And one of the reasons she came on was also to talk about your wonderful book that came out recently. So I don't know how we're going to, maybe we can start. So because you the book basically came about because of the YouTube channel, right?
Yeah, weirdly enough. You know, if you make fun of yourself on the internet enough for enough years, someone will actually take notice and say, hey, do you want to write a book? Turns out.
Because the YouTube channel, maybe you could just summarize, like, what exactly, what kind of videos do you show on there? What sort of prompted it? How did that start?
So it started off, I was very alone in a room in Germany. I just moved to Europe and I had no friends. And so I was like, I'll just make a YouTube channel. My cousin kind of suggested, right? Like, I have no friends. I'll just talk to my phone. And it started off being like, I always used to be like, I want to make archaeology sexy. But then I was like, I'm not sexy at all. But, you know.
Agree to disagree, but that's fine. We'll gloss over that.
Just do that face. But in that, like, in a quirky way. But, like, you know, just like that. I was like, archaeology is fun and exciting, different. I wanted to make sure, like, to shine a light on, like, the typical stereotype of an archaeologist, old man in a library with, like, elbow patches on his blazer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, we are three ladies here. That's not the current view of what an archaeologist is. Exactly. We love it. We all love an elbow patch, but still. And so it started off like that. I started off making the videos that I wanted to have when I was in school. Like, you know, when you're studying, cramming for the midterm and you're trying to really just like get something down, like, oh, I need to know what carbon 14 dating is. So that's how it started. And now it's like evolved into this thing where like we do movie reactions I love the reactions. I can do a little. You've heard it here first. Indiana Jones 4 and 5 are coming.
Excellent.
I flew to Hong Kong just to film with Jude so we can have the full series done, like obviously to visit Jude too, but it also
sure you tell her that. Yeah,
no, I checked a bag way, just to bring my camera, my yeah I brought my light, I brought my camera, my tripods, everything. I checked a bag. So it's, yeah, it sort of just evolved into that and started to like do like, let's just share the wonder of the ancient world within archaeology. Still doing some of the educational like school ones, but kind of moving a little bit more into like, let's just get everyone excited about it.
Yeah, nice. Cool. And so this book is a similar idea, I guess, because it's not just looking at kind of what everyone already knows about archaeology. It's looking at those exciting parts of archaeology that people don't know that much about, even if you're an archaeologist, which I think is quite nice. So there's I'll have a quick thingy through the contents. We've got,
I was just gonna ask if you could like summarize every chapter with an object. That would give me a really good head start on what you've picked, because well, I sincerely hope that you have chosen something from your book, otherwise I probably will have no clue and never guess it.
I think you need to have bought a copy of Raven's book in order to beat her at this panel game.
Yeah.
That's it. Let's go. That's my trick. I'm in that, you know, I'm in the marketing flow right now. It's been less than a month since it's been out. Sales need to keep going. Well, desperate.
If you want to listen to the podcast episode that Raven did, which thank you, Chris, for sharing, episode 30 indeed, that one talks about Olmec, land of rubber and colossal stone heads. So just saying. So you got all sorts of things. You've got the Akkadians, you've got the Lapita, you've got the Jomon, you've got the Nok, you've got the Tuli Inuit, which I was very excited about because I, of course, specialized in Paleo Inuit for my PhD. So I was very excited to see the Tuli represented. So yeah, a couple of, I guess the idea was to do around the world, right? Like in,
yeah, I wanted to hit every continent, which I did, which was very difficult, but really fun to do, you know, like really getting out of my comfort zone for a lot of those chapters. So I did my best. I really hope I did them justice.
And I mean, beautiful illustrations.
Yeah, full color everyone, full page maps.
At each of the starting points. So yeah, again, anyone needs Christmas presents and they've already finished with the prehistoric jewelry shop to get your nice replicas and all of those kind of things.
Step one.
Head over to any bookshop where Amazon, or
yeah, it's on Amazon, it's on like most online things. The trick is right now, like if you go to a local bookstore, just request it and they'll go, oh, what's that, and then hopefully they'll bring it in.
Hopefully they'll bring it in. Or you go support small authors, support independent
exactly
authors. Great. So thank you, Raven, for writing a great book. Thank you for joining me today. I'll put the links to those things at the end of the recording in here, so that if anyone wants to join, you can go and find all of that. But also I think if you just follow both Prehistoric Jewelry and Dig It With Raven on various social media platforms, you'll also be able to find out all of this information. So great. Well, thank you for joining me. Okay. So
we're going to try this out. We're going to see how it goes. It might be that we get to question 10, question 15, and no one has any clue what's going on. Oh, by the way, I feel I should say, people might be listening in and going, but I thought there was going to be another guest coming. So Natasha Bilson was also supposed to join. However, being the superwoman that she is, she got a job in Morocco, so she is currently away this weekend working, which I feel like that just is just the definition of Tash. It's like, nope, sorry, got a job, got to go. So, yeah, she's off doing her thing. So she said, sorry, she couldn't join. She would have liked to be here, but she got a more interesting offer. She didn't say that, but I think I can believe that. Like, I think that Morocco, I would also pick that, to be honest with you guys. If I didn't got all the guests and then it turned out I was invited to go to Morocco, I'd say, sorry, guys, you're on your own. I'm going to go. Just host yourselves. I'll be back at some point next week. But yeah, so that's why there's only two. And I had thought that I would also prepare an object, but actually thinking about it, I thought, you know what, we only have an hour. Maybe it's better to actually just stick with the two objects. And if needs be, if we have if we guess it in the next 8 minutes, I can always see if I can on the fly pick an object and see how much I remember about it and how much you ladies know about it as well. So my idea for this was that we kind of do a bit of a round. So we have two objects that we're guessing, the one that Emma's brought in, the one that Raven's brought in. And the classic 20 questions is that you're allowed to keep asking questions until you get one wrong. It has to be yes or no answers. So yeah. And yeah, we'll see how far we get. So I guess I'll go first as the host. So, and Emma is next on my screen. So I'll start with Emma's one. So I guess probably the easiest question is it a prehistoric object?
Yes, it is.
Who knew?
Yeah, I. Okay. By the way, I've got a screen up so I can write my answers down. So please don't think I'm cheating.
No, don't worry.
I won't keep track of what the answers are.
But that's the joy of this game, is there's actually no way to cheat, really, because
it's true.
Yeah, you know, feel free to look
when we get.
But that's true, actually. I need to write down my answers because I want to know. I want to think that I'll remember them, but I probably won't. There's a random spare page in this diary. There we go. Okay, so Emma, prehistoric. Okay, I don't know now whether to go. All right, is it? I don't know if this will help me. I'll try. Is it Neolithic?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. So then you're up, Emma.
Great. Okay, so Raven, is your object light enough or small enough to pick up?
Oh, good one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. Is it made of a valuable material?
Yes.
Nice.
These are good questions.
I prepared earlier.
I was about to say,
they're going to get... They're not going to be good for much longer because I didn't come up with 20. So at some point I'm going to hit a brick wall and then I'm just going to start Okay. Now, I guess some of these questions can be interpreted a little bit ambiguously, but on the whole, despite it being a valuable material, would you say that the artifact is kind of common?
No.
Okay,
so Raven, you're up.
Okay, so it's prehistoric. I feel like I need to just do the basic ones. Was it found in Europe?
Yes.
Okay. That narrows it down a little bit.
Does it?
Yeah. Well, instead of the whole world, now we have a concept.
Fair. You have written a book about the whole world, so
I'm like, oh, it's in this one bit.
Essentially, there's going to be 10 questions of us being like, which continent is it? Well, no, yeah. Five questions, yeah. just to determine which continent your object is on.
Pretty much. Anyway. Okay. Prehistoric in Europe. I should have made questions. I was like hemming and hawing. Is it is it organic?
Yes.
Oh. Organ, that makes it harder.
It does. I have no idea what this could be.
Okay, so it's prehistoric organic in Europe. Is it from a burial, like a funerary site?
No.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Oh, I don't know who's to go for now. Okay. I'm going to go for Ask Raven. Is the object, so it's a valuable material, light enough, small enough to pick up, is it functional?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, hang on, let me specify. Is it functional as in used for a practical purpose?
In one of its lifetimes, it was, yes.
Oh. Oh gosh, that doesn't help me at
all.
Is that
a yes or a no?
Like it was, and then it wasn't. It definitely, oh, no. Was, that's how. Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to give away anything else. But
practical
yes.
Function, kind of. Okay. Oh, I don't know whether to keep going with Raven's one or whether to no. You know what? I'm going to revert to Emma's one because that question's thrown me, and I don't trust myself to ask a better question again. Emma, is your object functional? Yes.
I'm going to say no.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, okay. No.
Sorry. Okay. I just had to think about that for a second.
That's fine. That's completely fine.
Okay. No, I don't think it is.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. It's organic, prehistoric, not from a funerary site, not practically functional. Okay. Oh, this is so hard. Why did I come up with this? Is that okay? I was thinking, this would be a bit of fun.
You need to set more like boundaries. Like it must be from this
library. Right? Yeah. It has to be from this one site that I know in the UK.
Yeah.
So my next. Oh, do I get
it? Hang on. You said yes, no? Oh, no, you said it's not.
No,
functional.
I said no.
Sorry.
Nuh-uh.
Sorry.
Okay. So is your object over 2,000 years old?
I'm just confirming. I'm doing math. I'm really bad at math. Okay.
Older than zero.
Yes.
It's in the BCs. Yes.
It's in brilliant. The BCs. Yes.
Or the BCEs, depending on.
Is it BCEs. Over 4,000 years old?
No.
Okay.
Well, hey.
You're good at this, Emma.
Okay.
By the way, how many questions do I have?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've done
5 questions.
That's 5 from 5. Oh, yeah, and then
20.
I'm glad someone's keeping track because I should probably do that.
I'm not really keeping track. I'm keeping. Okay, Emma, is your object? It's organic. Is your object from a domestic setting?
No.
Not funerary, not domestic? Oh, no. It's going to be something super niche.
But it is prehistoric. Okay, I was just about to say, you're not picking, like, I don't know, the wooden plate that you took with you to your first excavation or something. Okay. Emma. Is your object a kind of object as opposed to one specific object, like a specific example of an object, or is it like a typology of object?
It's not a typology.
Okay, so there's like there's only one of this thing.
I just don't think it has a typology.
Oh gosh.
Okay. It doesn't.
But there is more than one of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a singular one. Okay.
Oh, God. Okay. Not just one, but not a typology. This is, you said in your email, Emma, you weren't picking something too niche.
I have no idea what this is. But I think that's going to be the case with all of them, right? Because I was like, if I choose something that's within my remit, then I'm going to, that's like immediately going to get really unfair really quickly and all really obvious. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to go like,
essentially, I mean, I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
I went to a book that's broad and picked something that was purposefully difficult for what you might normally associate with me.
Okay.
It's a book.
But I'm good
indirect questioning, Raven.
And if we get to a point where we need clues, I have the book to show you. So, you know, but I think we're not at that point yet. I think we should keep guessing.
Yeah. Oh, although I've again lost track of how many questions we've been asking.
No, I think we just set, maybe we'll just set a time limit because this is fun. I'm enjoying myself.
I mean, okay, maybe at some point we can also include the audience so people in the audience can start to ask questions.
Yeah. If they want to.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that would really help.
Anyone guesses it before us.
Yeah. Thank you for joining me on this tea break. If you like this episode, please do like, follow, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to check out the other shows on the APN for more fun archaeology content. And if you'd like to learn more about the topic of today's episode, make sure to check the show notes for links and further information.
The Archaeology Podcast Network is 10 years old this year. Our executive producer is Ashley Airy. Our social media coordinator is Matilda Siebrecht. And our chief editor is Rachel Roden. The Archaeology Podcast Network was co-founded by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle in 2014 and is part of Cultural Media and DigTech LLC.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.